August 4th, St. John Mary Vianney, Confessor, Third Order. Seldom has a priestly life been so holy, so self-sacrificing, so fruitful of good for the salvation of souls, as the life of the Curé of Ars in France, St. John Mary Vianney, who died August 4th, 1859. It is a distinct honor for the Third Order of St. Francis that he was one of its members. He was born in Dardilly, not far from Lyon, of simple and devout parents. Very early, his pure heart experienced a burning desire to consecrate himself to God in the priestly vocation and to win very many souls for our dear Lord. His talents were very meager, but his diligence and piety helped him to overcome all obstacles, so that he was ordained in 1815. 3 years later, his bishop sent him as curate to Ars, a little village in the Diocese of Lyon. This parish was at the time in a very pitiable condition. The fear of God and the practice of virtue were rare things there. Attendance at divine services and the reception of the sacraments were quite generally neglected, and the young folks were mindful of nothing but amusement, a dance taking place practically every Sunday. It was, therefore, with a heavy heart and yet with great confidence in God that the curate entered upon his duties. He realized that God's help was his first great need. Throughout the entire day, he knelt before the Blessed Sacrament and prayed for his erring sheep. This zeal at prayer was soon noticed, and the grace he had asked for continued its work. The people were astonished at the devotion John Mary displayed while celebrating Holy Mass. His very mortified life made a deep impression upon them. His love for the poor and the sick, his mild words to everyone, soon won for him all hearts. He invited them to pray, in the morning to attend Holy Mass, in the evening to recite the Rosary. He also introduced a Eucharistic confraternity. He strove to eliminate the dangers to which the people were exposing themselves by their weekly dances. When a certain person, who was earning his livelihood by means of these dances, said to him, "But a person must live," the priest replied, "True, but one must also die." He conducted the divine services with all possible solemnity, and this proved an attraction for the people. By means of frequent instructions, especially in catechism, he taught his parishioners about virtue and vice, and portrayed in vivid terms the reward God has reserved for the good and the punishment that will be inflicted on the wicked. He was tireless in administering the sacrament of penance, always showing not only great zeal, but also practicing meekness and charity in an extraordinary degree. In a few years, the parish was completely transformed. The few dissenting voices were entirely ignored, and their worldly attractions were not heeded. The fame of the blessed success and the holy life of the priest of Ars spread rapidly. Strangers came in ever-increasing numbers in order to have their consciences set aright and to obtain advice and consolation in every type of need. From the year 1828, the concourse of people took on the semblance of organized pilgrimages. The number of strangers was estimated to be at least 20,000 annually. Numerous conversions of a most remarkable nature occurred, and many sick persons were miraculously restored to health. These cures the humble pastor ascribed to the intercession of Saint Philomena, who was venerated in his church. The demands made upon the servant of God were, naturally, very great. He spent from 16 to 18 hours a day in the confessional. Besides, he conducted a catechetical instruction in the church each day and led the rosary every evening. Along with these superhuman exertions, he also practiced rigorous mortification, fasted almost constantly, and slept on a board. In this way, he spent himself in the fullest sense of the word as a good shepherd, and labored for the salvation of souls until he was 74 years old. Completely worn out, he collapsed on the last of May, 1859, and died peacefully in the Lord without any agony on August 4th. Pope Pius X beatified him, and Pope Pius XI canonized him, and made him the patron of all priests who have care of souls. Concerning pastoral duty. The saintly pastor of souls, Vianney, bore the marks of the true shepherd, according to the words of our Lord. The good shepherd gives his life for his sheep. John 10:11. He beheld the sheep entrusted to his care in the claws of the infernal wolf, given over to sensuality and dissoluteness. A hireling would have fled from such a situation. Vianney, however, set himself the task of saving them. He prayed, he admonished, he sacrificed himself for their sake, and he succeeded in saving them, and innumerable other sheep of Christ's fold. God has appointed all those as shepherds of souls who have been entrusted with Christian guardianship over others, not only as actual pastors, but also as parents and teachers. If you belong to these classes, do you also deserve the name of a good shepherd? Or do you abandon the sheep to the wolves? If that is the case, woe to you. Consider by what means St. John Mary accomplished so much. By his good example, he led his flock forward, and he guided the erring back by his meekness and charity. He kept the picture of the Good Shepherd constantly before his eyes, and thus began to do and to teach, Acts 1:1, and pursued the lost sheep until he was able to place it joyfully upon his shoulders and bring it back. The Good Shepherd severely reproved the Pharisees for placing upon the people heavy burdens, which they themselves avoided, and he pronounced his judgment on these rude shepherds. Because you thrusted with sides and shoulders, and struck all the weak cattle with your horns, I will judge. Ezekiel 34:21. According to what standard have you performed your pastoral duty? Consider that a pastor's work can only then produce results and blessings when those who are being tended follow their shepherd. When the sheep of St. John Mary's flock perceived the charity and the good intentions of their shepherd, they followed him willingly and no longer gave ear to stranger and seducer. It is thus that the divine shepherd describes the good sheep, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. But a stranger they follow not, but fly from him. John 10:4-5. Moreover, they should pray for their shepherd, according to the advice of the apostle. Remember your prelates, Hebrews 13:7, that God may give them light and strength to lead their flocks to their goal. Pray with this intention for the supreme shepherd on earth, as well as for all other shepherds. Prayer of the Church. O God, the shepherd and ruler of all the faithful, graciously regard thy servants, whom thou hast been pleased to appoint pastors over thy church. Grant, we beseech thee, that they may profit their subjects both by word and example, and together with the flock entrusted to their care, attain to eternal life. Through Christ our Lord. St. John Vianney, pray for us. Thank you.